Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 21st, 1954, and the title is Pearls of Destruction. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Pearls of Destruction. Of the many bad men who terrorized the land in the early days of our West, none were more feared than the three Slagle brothers. The eldest, Bull Slagle, was a tremendous man of prodigious strength, whose fists were like huge battering rams. The next brother, Lash Slagle, was thin and wiry and could strike with a whip like a lightning flash of a coiled snake. The youngest was Rook Slagle, a small weasel-like killer whose cunning and proficiency with his long-bladed knife made him the most feared of the three. Only one man was brave enough to take up the trail after them, the Cisco Kid. As our story opens, the three Slagles spur their horses forward as the stagecoach to Bitter Creek approaches.
Remember what I told you, Lash? You get the shotgun guard.
That guard sees me.
He's using the shotgun.
Lash, you ride around the other side of the coach and pull the guard down off the box with your whip.
All right, I'll get him, Rook. You keep busy on this side.
When he hits the ground, put a bullet through him. I'll get the driver with my knife, Bull. You stop the horses when I do.
Yeah, what about that passenger? He's shooting at us, too.
He won't for long. A good, steady aim and...
It's mighty fancy. He shuts the gun right out of his hand, Rook.
Lash, get the guard. There, he shot him. And this knife will get the driver.
Here, I'll take care of the team. Oh! Leave that passenger for me, Rook.
He's all yours, Bull.
Yeah. Shoot at me, will you? Come on out of there, you warlike dude.
Please don't kill me. Yeah. I didn't mean to shoot you.
Mean to shoot you. Now, these fists of mine don't mean to bust you in half either. But they're doing it.
Leave me alone. You can have the pearls. They're worth a fortune.
That takes care of you. And this bullet is for the pearls.
Should I go after the coach, Rook?
No, I didn't see no gold on board. Besides, no one on it is alive. You got the guard and I got the driver.
Yeah, and I got the pearls.
I wonder if he really has got some pearls.
Dying men don't lie.
Yeah, sure don't. Here's a whole sack full of pearls.
Yeah. Hey, let me see them.
In all my days, I never seen nothing like it.
Yeah, it must be worth a fortune.
Hey, what's this slip of paper here tied under the sack?
I'll take it. Look up Cisco Kid as guard in Bitter Creek.
Cisco Kid? What's he got to do with this?
I'm tired of dodging that maverick. Let's go into Bitter Creek and get him.
No. We got a fortune in pearls in our hands through a piece of luck. Let's not press that luck.
What do you think we ought to do, Rook?
Ride away from Bitter Creek.
What about that Cisco? Maybe he was expecting this dude with the pearls.
If Cisco follows us, we'll give him the fight of his life. And he won't ride away from it. He'll be dead.
Not be so mad, Cisco.
The murder and robbery of the Bitter Creek stage could have been prevented, Pancho, if it had not been for that stubborn niece of our friend Sheriff Sam Snyder.
Pancho, that can understand why Sheriff Sam make a senorita's deputy, even if the senorita is the sheriff's niece.
For one thing, his niece, Pat Snyder, can ride and shoot like a man. I suppose that is why he deputized her when he had to go out of town.
What kind of name for a senorita is Pat?
It's short for Patricia.
Because that deputy sheriff senorita Pat not listen to Cisco, the guard and the passenger on the stage is not dead. And the driver, he wounded.
And from the description the driver gave us, I know those murderers are the three Slagle brothers.
That stubborn senorita listen to Cisco and Pancho, this not happened in the first place.
Yeah, here's the sheriff's office. Perhaps that senorita will let us help her now. Oh, they have a hole.
Oh, look, oh, look, oh. That stubborn senorita not listen to nobody.
Well, I hope this time you are wrong, Pancho.
Pancho hopes so, too. Pancho, I think the senorita deputy should change.
What do you want this time?
This letter explains what I want, senorita.
This is what Cisco and Pancho tried to tell the senorita before.
Let me see the letter. Let's see now. I see. That passenger on the stage had a fortune in pearls and wanted you for a bodyguard.
See. And it stands to reason that the Slagle brothers robbed him of the pearls. Since you are taking your uncle's place, what do you intend to do about those killers, senorita?
I'll get them. And by myself. If you or Pancho butt in, I'll jail you sure as hanging.
No, I'm going to keep...
Flash!
No, sir.
You and Bull quit arguing about them pearls.
Well, I ain't arguing. Just saying we ought to split up them pearls now.
No, sir. I side with Rook. I tell you, we got to wait till we can turn them into cash.
Well... Why should Bull be the one to carry him?
If it'll stop your jawing, you can carry him.
Huh?
Give him the sack, Bull.
No, we'll not.
Well, he said...
I'll give him a taste of my fist
first. Yeah? Maybe you'd like a taste of the lash of this whip.
Shut up, both of you. If we start fighting among ourselves, we'll never turn them pearls into cash. Give him the lash, Bull.
Yeah. Oh.
You've been carrying him long enough.
Well, all right.
Here. Hey, they sure ain't very heavy to be so valuable. Yeah, I got a nice safe inside pocket for you.
Hey, look behind us. Two riders coming.
What?
Whoa.
You know them, Rook?
Never saw them before, as far as I can remember.
You think they're following us?
They might be.
If it's the sheriff, he ain't got no posse.
That ain't the sheriff. I know him. Could be the Cisco kid.
Cisco? Well, let's find some cover and make a fight of
it,
eh?
We got too much at stake to tangle with anybody now.
Hey, when we get past those rocks up ahead, I'll drop out and wait for those two riders.
Yeah. If there's a posse behind him, make a run for it. Lead him away from us. We'll meet you at the cafe in Kenston.
Yeah, be sure to meet me. And if there ain't no posse, I'll dry gulch that rider and his partner.
I did not like to quarrel with the sheriff's niece. Her stubbornness will allow those Slagle brothers to escape.
That mule-headed senorita is so busy talking, she not listen to nobody. Cisco, still see the tracks of those three bandidos?
Si, Pancho. If you look up ahead, you can see those bandidos yourself.
We shoot at them, Cisco?
It would do no good, Pancho. They're just going around those rocks.
And I can see those three hombres now.
This way, Pancho. Let us ride around the other side of the rocks, and perhaps we can surprise them. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go.
Right up to the edge of those rocks and dismount. It's better to go after those bandidos on foot.
Cisco, we got to walk again.
Si. Now, this is close enough, Pancho. Now, be as quiet as you can, Pancho.
Pancho, be quiet like a little mouse.
Have your gun ready, Pancho.
Yeah, you got the gun ready, Cisco.
Quieto. There's one of the bandidos.
Madre mía, the hombre, big as a bull.
He must be the oldest of the Slagle brothers, the one they call Bull.
Bull hombre got the gun in his hand.
Do not see the other two. Pancho, you stay back here and cover me.
What's Cisco do?
You will see. You, Bull Slagle, drop your gun. You are covered.
Quick, Cisco, he turn to shoot at you. Bueno, Cisco shoot the gun from the hand, that bull hombre.
Now, hombre, up with your hands.
All right, I got my hands up.
Where are your brothers?
What makes you think I'll tell you?
I think you will, hombre. Pancho,
si.
Circle around these rocks and look for the other two hombres.
Yes, si, Cisco.
Are you going to talk? Or do I have to make you?
So you're gonna make me talk, huh? You know, I just remembered, Cisco, you got a reputation.
If you know of my reputation, then you know I mean what I say.
I heard tell that you never killed a man in your life. You depend on shooting the gun out of his hand or using your fists.
Perhaps that is true. I still have this gun on you.
You ain't gonna use it, though, because according to your code, you don't kill. But I do, and I can do it with my fists.
Very well, hombre. If it is fists you want, you will get your fill.
Cisco, answer like you find the other hombre. That bandido bull, the only one here.
Then I put my gun back in the holster. And now, hombre, let us see you kill with your fists.
I never met the man yet that stand up against these fists of mine. You ain't gonna be the first one to do it, either.
You throw it. Good punch, hombre. Let us see if you can take one as well.
I'll bash your head in. You're the great Cisco Kid on the ground. I knew you couldn't stand up to me.
I can get up off this ground, hombre, and when I do...
If I let you get up, I'll trump my heels in your face.
Yes, you will not, hombre. I will grab your foot and twist it. Now, get up on your feet. I'm not finished with you.
That's where your kind makes a mistake. I'd never let you get up. This time I'll batter you down till you ain't got a breath left in you.
You are strong, bull, and a good fighter.
I'm a better man than you'll ever be, Cisco.
You are getting tired, hombre. Another good right, and a left, and...
Santo, that bull Slager, what tough hombre to beat.
Now then, you coyote, up on your feet. Where are the pearls you stole from the passenger on the stage? Where are those pearls?
All right, it's enough, Cisco. My brother's got them.
Where are your brothers?
Where did you tell Cisco, bandido?
In Kinston, at the cafe.
You are to meet them there?
Talk, hombre.
Pancho, get your rope.
Si.
We'll tie this coyote so he cannot get loose.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, go get the rope.
Now, hombre, I will tie your hands with your own belt.
All I needed was for you to bend over me. Now I got your gun.
So you have, coyote, but let us see if you can keep it.
You better hang onto my wrist. Keep my hand in the air that way, because when I get this gun down, I'm going to blow your head off.
And if Bull Slagle does have the gun pointed at Cisco's head, that gunshot signifies certain death. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Pearls of Destruction. The three evil Slagle brothers stop the stage to Bitter Creek, kill the guard and passenger, and rob the passenger of a sack of pearls. Instead of trailing the killers, the deputy sheriff of Bitter Creek, who is the niece of the sheriff, has an argument with Cisco and Pancho. Cisco and Pancho then trail the killers alone and catch Bull Slagle, the eldest brother. A terrific fight ensues, and Cisco finally subdues Bull. As Cisco is about to tie him, Bull snatches Cisco's gun from the holster, and in the struggle for the gun, a shot is fired. Now...
Never pull the trigger of a gun unless you are sure where the bullet will go.
Oh, that bullet creased my leg.
The
What happened, Cisco? Why don't you hear the gunshot?
This bull, hombre, tried to shoot me with my own gun.
It looked like he shot himself.
He did, but the bullet only creased him.
You gonna let me lay here and die?
You will not die, you coyote. You will live to spend many years in jail.
Pancho fixed the leg where Bull Slager shoot himself.
Then we will tie him, and you will take him to the sheriff in Peter Creek, Pancho.
What'd you do, Cisco?
I am going to Kinston after the other two Slagles.
Cisco not go without Pancho.
I will have to, Pancho. They might get away.
Pancho meet Cisco at the cafe after Pancho take this bandito to the sheriff.
So you're going after my brothers alone.
Huh? That is right, hombre. And they will soon be in jail to keep you company.
Yeah, that's what you think.
What you mean, you coyote, Joe?
Yeah, you're fast with a gun, Cisco, and you're pretty handy with your fist. But you meet my brothers, Lash and Rook, you're a dead man.
Your words do not frighten me, hombre. I am going to meet your brothers.
Well, Rook, Bull ought to be along in a minute now.
Yeah, unless he ran into trouble. I wonder what happened back at the rocks.
Bull can take care of himself. Don't worry about him.
I'm not worried. I was just wondering. Still got them pearls?
Yes, safe in my pocket right here.
Give them here. I'll take care of them.
Why? What's the matter with me holding them?
Nothing. Just that you had them long enough. I want to feel what it's like to hold a fortune in my hands.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Come on. Let's go outside and wait at the hitchhike for Bull.
Yeah. How long are we going to wait, Rook?
Until he shows up.
Yeah. Well, supposing he don't.
He will.
But if he don't, we'd only have to split them pearls two ways.
You're forgetting Bull's your brother. When there's a new split to be made, I'll make it.
All right, Rook. All right. Oh, hey. See that fly on the end of the hitching rack there?
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah. Watch me get him with my bull whip.
Are you crazy, Galoot? You're scaring those horses. Stop fooling with that bull whip. Whoa, boy, whoa there, whoa there.
Oh, it's just practicing, Rook. Just practicing.
Ah, here comes something for you to practice on.
Eh? Yeah, it's that same hombre that was chasing us when Bull stopped at the rocks.
Wonder where his partner is.
Wonder where Bull is.
That rider must be the Cisco kid, and I'll bet you Bull's a prisoner.
Let me get this whip around his neck, and I'll choke him to death.
We'll see what happens when we get him into a fight. One thing's sure. Between the two of us, we're going to kill him.
Howdy, Pancho.
Where's this, Sheriff Sam?
I took to the saddle after you and Cisco as soon as I got back to town. Pat here told me she kind of made a fool of herself.
Well, how was I supposed to know who you and Cisco were?
Pancho tried to tell you, Senorita.
Who's your prisoner, Pancho?
This the bandito, Bull Slagle. Pancho ride the Billy Creek to turn him over to you.
You mean that hombre you have tied up is Bull Slagle?
Yeah, I'm Bull Slagle.
You capture him, Pancho?
No, Cisco capture him.
Where's Cisco now?
Cisco go to Kinston after the other Slager brothers.
Alone?
See, Cisco not afraid of nothing. And Pancho turn Bull Slager over to the sheriff, and then Pancho go after Cisco.
We'll go with you, Pancho. Luke, you and three of the boys take Bull Slager back to jail.
We'll lock him up, Sheriff. He won't get away.
How long ago did you leave Cisco, Pancho?
Oh, Cisco not far up ahead. Pancho want to leave him at those rocks.
I know Cisco can take care of himself against any one man, Pancho, but those two Slagle brothers together are more than a match for him.
Well, let's hurry. If they kill him, it'll be my fault. Get up.
Go
come on, get up. Get up.
Oh, Diablo. Ho, ho.
Look, you. This hitching rack's got no room for you to tie.
There's enough room for another horse, hombre.
You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
See, that is correct.
Where's my brother, Bull?
On his way to jail. That is where you are going also, hombre.
So go for your gun, Cisco. We're two against you.
Yeah. And before you can pull that gun, Rook can get you with that knife, or I can use this whip.
We will see.
Get him, Lash.
I got him. Snapped the gun right out of his hand.
You are fast with that whip, hombre, but
wrap it around him again and drag him off his horse.
Yeah, and I got him again. All right, finish him with your knife, Rook.
Nice flash.
Eh?
Rider's coming at a high gallop.
Yeah, it's the sheriff from Bitter Creek and his posse.
Pancho, you got the bullwhip too, hombre. Pancho, learned you not to use the whip on his gun.
Oh, no.
Well, I can still use my own whip.
Pancho, snap your will out of your hand like this.
Ow!
Pancho, make you dance, you coyote, you.
Give it to him, Pancho. Give him a taste of his own medicine.
Watch him, he's running away.
Not so fast, you maverick. I have something to add to Pancho's bullwhip. This one good punch.
There, a couple of you boys, put the handcuffs on him.
I will search him first, Sheriff Sam, for that sack of stolen pearls.
You'll find him, Cisco?
No. The other brother must have them. What happened to the one they call Rook?
Well, I saw someone run off as we rode up. That must have been Rook.
In which direction, Senorita?
I'll show you, Cisco.
Yellow! Get out!
Yeah. Now, Senorita, show me.
You two guard last Lego. Rest of you follow me.
All right, you.
This way. Yeah,
get up there.
Get
up, Yellow. Pan out, boys. We can cut him off. Use your gun.
He's heading for the cover. He's riding for that old house.
If we can corner him, we won't have to kill him.
That house looks deserted, Sheriff.
Rook bandido, stop his hood.
And he's running into the house.
Surround the house. He can't escape now.
Those bullets are close. Oh, they'll hold. I'm going to make a dash for that house, Sheriff Sam. Ask your men to cover me. Pancho, si. You stay here. Up, your car.
Pancho, stay, but Senorita, Father Cisco.
Give him cover, boys. Pat, you come back here.
Go back, Senorita.
I will not. This whole thing is my fault.
Turn your horse and go back, Senorita.
It wouldn't have happened if I'd listened to you in the first place.
All right, hurry then. Make for cover behind the barn. Jump from your horse and let him go.
That's what I'm doing. Whoa!
Hold him. Oh, get. Come on.
If we circle around the barn, maybe we can get Rook.
No, no, Senorita. Since you insist on coming along, you will do as I say. You stay here now. Do not move.
I'm not taking orders from you. I'm still a deputy.
Santos, what a stubborn Senorita. You, Rook's Lego, you're surrounded. You cannot escape. Throw your guns out of the house and come out with your hands in the air.
Do you think he'll do it?
He does not answer. Let us go through the barn, and I will make a run for the house.
It might work. He won't be expecting it.
Through this door here, and then we...
You weren't expecting me behind the barn door, were you, Cisco? Be still, you!
Let me go, you dirty maverick!
Using the senorita as a shield will not help you, Rook Slagle. I am coming after you.
You do, and I'll kill her. This knife at her throat should convince you.
Let
me go. I struggle with him, senorita? He means it.
You bet I do. Pick up her gun, Cisco, and hand it to me. Don't try any tricks.
See? I have to do as you say, hombre. Here's the gun and a handful of dirt for your eyes.
Cisco, you hear the sand in his eyes.
You dirty pack rat, I can't see.
Oh, careful, Cisco. Watch out for his knife.
No. See about that knife?
That's right, we will. I cut my eyes open now. Oh, my shoulder.
He stabbed you. Let me get a shot.
Next time I'll do more than just wound you.
If there is a next time.
Just a little more and I'll have this knife in your throat.
Hold his hand, Cisco. Hold it.
One hand of mine is enough for you. Now. Knife is pointed at your own throat.
Hombre. Hey, don't, Cisco. Don't kill me.
All right. Drop that knife, you coyote.
You did it, Cisco. You made him drop it.
And here, hombre, is a right to the jaw to teach you not to use knives.
Care of him, Cisco. But you're hurt. Let me see that wound.
I'll be all right, Senorita Pat. As a deputy sheriff, you had better search him for those pearls and then place him under arrest. The three Slagles will never again cause bloodshed and terror.
The pearls those Lego bandidos steal, not worth nothing.
You might call it justice, Pancho, that the pearls are not genuine.
That passenger they were stolen from had been working swindle with those pearls. I found a poster on him in the desk.
But why did Pancho want Cisco for the body's guard?
Probably to make people think those pearls were real.
Well, Cisco, looks like your arm's going to heal all right.
See, that is what the doctor said, Sheriff.
Say, I'm sure Pancho would like to see that poster, Uncle.
Huh?
Oh, yes, I get you, niece, then. I'm just the man to show it to him. Come on, Pancho. It's in the other room.
Senorita, not fool Pancho. Pancho go look at the poster anyhow.
Cisco, I was a fool not to trust you and Pancho when you wanted to help me.
That is past and over with, Senorita Pat. Do not think of it again.
Oh, I'll always think about it, Cisco, because I'll always remember you.
Gracias, Senorita, and I will always remember you.
Actually, Cisco, I'm to blame that you've got that knife wound.
No, Senorita.
Please don't interrupt, Cisco. And so to sort of make up for it, I'd like to... Oh, Cisco.
Oh, Senorita.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho and the sheriff have a funny talk before we leave Billy Creek.
What did you talk about, Chico?
We talk about the mule the sheriff got in the corral. The one what kicked all the time.
See, I saw that mule, Pancho. Uh-huh. He's a mean one.
Oh, mean.
He had U.S. branded on his hindquarters.
That the one, Cisco. And the sheriff say used to be an army mule.
See, that is right, Chico. The U.S. stands for United States.
Pancho, I think that's so, Cisco.
No?
No.
Well, what do you think it stands for, Pancho?
Pancho think that U.S. and the mule's hindquarters stand for unsafe.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Chico.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.